Es claro, es prudente siempre reconocer la labor incansable de las mujeres, no solo en el escenario, sino abajo de él, también en el lado de la producción. Y por eso hicimos esta breve cápsula, la cual abordaremos más adelante, Tony Kings, porque en la cabina de Reactor 105 tenemos visitas.
Efectivamente, señor Orlando, están con nosotros desde Liverpool y justo platicábamos fuera del aire que hasta el ambiente se puso británico para recibir a los Cirque Waves en la cabina.
Welcome guys. How are you from London to CDMX?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So how's things, guys? How do you feel to be part of this Vive Latino?
It feels really good. Like, this is our fourth time in Mexico City.
Yeah, fourth.
And the first time at Vive Latino, and we hear it's a very important festival because there's a lot of Spanish language stuff that goes on. So I'm really happy that we're one of the few English language bands that get to play on the bill, you know?
Do you feel this festival, this Vive Latino, like a big festival, or it's normal?
I mean, it's big for us just to come to Mexico. Like, we just love coming here. So that's huge for us, you know? That's amazing.
Yeah, and let me get that really fast. Bueno, les preguntamos a los amigos de Cirque Waves y cómo se sienten. Nos dicen que es su cuarta vez acá en México y que es la primera que están en el Vive, que ellos han escuchado que es un festival muy grande y que se les hace un poco raro porque han oído que es un festival para música en español, pero que por algún amigable accidente se encuentran por acá justamente en el festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you speak a little of Spanish?
It's the classic. I can say dos cervezas, por favor.
That's pretty cool. That's all that you need here in the festival. You need to say two beers right now.
Two beers and some tacos.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you prepare your performance tonight?
So we've just come from South by Southwest.
Okay.
And we've done some touring in the UK. So I think we're good. We're on good form. You know, we're coming into this. We've been playing a lot of gigs.
We've just been doing some altitude training.
Yeah,
our little lungs can't handle being this high up, so we've been hitting the gym in the morning trying to get some stamina up.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult here in Mexico City because of the altitude. But how do you choose the songs for the set list for the show?
It's really difficult now because we're five albums in, so like it's hard to for such a short set to like pull something from every record, and people are always going to be disappointed. But I think we like to play the ones that go down the best in a sort of festival atmosphere. I think we're a bit of a party band. I think we're a good band to listen to and watch live, so we try and play those sorts of songs that get the crowd going.
Yeah. What about your Mexican fans? Do you have some Mexican fans? Do you know your fans here in Mexico?
Yeah, they're amazing, the Mexican fans. We met them at, we had an event yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Oh my God. Where people came down and we were like signing t-shirts and taking pictures with people.
Wow.
We were there for like 2 hours, like just hanging out. And all the stories of people saying like how long they've been listening to us and how excited they were for us to be there. Yeah, it was amazing. Like, absolutely lovely people. Everyone that we met was amazing.
And also, like, the crowds in Mexico are the best in the world. You know, it's always a really great place to play.
Let us translate a little bit. Sure. Bueno, estábamos preguntándoles sobre sus fans mexicanos, sobre cómo hicieron su set para esta tarde en el Vive Latino que se presentan a las 18:20 en la Carpa Bell, hermano.
Así es, señor Orlando. También nos comentan que se vienen bajando prácticamente de South by Southwest. Se sienten todavía, digamos, vienen en forma, ¿no? Porque vienen haciendo varios shows, pero todavía acostumbrándose un poco a la altura, ¿no? Que es algo complicado. También les preguntabas tú si hablan un poquito de español. Justo nos dicen por acá que lo que aprendieron es decir dos cervezas, por favor, lo cual me parece excelente.
Y les dijimos que unos taquitos.
Exacto, es lo único que se necesita para el festival. So, guys, what's next for you for Cirque Waves in 2023? Because this gig, it's very important for you, but there's a lot of stuff in the this year.
Yeah, so straight after this, we're going back to the States and we're doing a tour of the US.
That's cool.
Then we do Australia and we do the UK.
You're going on holiday to Thailand.
I'm going on holiday to Thailand as well because that's very important.
Well,
I get some rest and relaxation.
Did you have that planned out or what's happened between the...
I saw a gap in the diary and I went for it. But yeah, it's great. I think because we've obviously not been able to do this for a couple of years, I think we're ambitious again. I think we're really enjoying playing gigs and the new albums are going down really well. So I think, you know, if we can make it happen, we're going to try and come back out to all of the places that we've played so far this year, like the States and, you know, Mexico, and try and do it again, not wait 2 years ago.
Yeah, right. Or maybe for a solo show or something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that would be awesome.
Well, let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. Guys, we want to play some of your songs, but what do you choose? What song would you choose?
I think Sad Happy is a good one.
Sad Happy, or should we play some of the new record?
Okay.
From the new record.
From the new record.
Do you want to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's... I think we're going to play that a little bit later on, and also it's a good one for the crowds in the US. Have been enjoying that one, so I think hopefully the Mexican crowd will like it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say that you are a party band, and you have this set for party and for festivals, so I think it's a great choice. And have a good time in Be Latino, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, let's party with Circa Waves.
Yeah.
Today, 6:20 de la tarde en la Carpa BL.
Sí, señor. Los Circa Waves en la casa, aquí en Reactor 105, y vamos a escuchar...
¿Cuál vamos a escuchar?
¿Cuál vamos a escuchar?
Por fin, do you want to talk?
Do you want to talk?
Yeah, do you want to talk?
Se me olvidó.
Estamos hashtag Reactor BL, los Circa Waves en la casa, y ustedes, los invitados especiales, cáiganle. Ya estamos en el Vive Latino.
Sí, señor. Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.